Hi, you're listening to Monetize Your Influence podcast with Lily. And here I'm going to invite some of the world's top influencers, peak performance business people and peak performance athletes, and most fascinating people to share with you how they have been able to become influencers or monetize their influence and monetize their expertise. And today I'm going to share with you how to leverage the power of spirituality so that you can become more magnetic to attract more opportunities, more deals, more clients in your business. Now, I'm just going to tell you right now, I have never felt a calling for spirituality. In fact, I would always be repelled at the idea of anything related to spirituality, because I would always associate spirituality with religion. And in my family, religion felt very painful because it involved sitting in church for half a day, starving because you're not allowed to eat, and then have a tiny piece of bread at the end of it, and then have a half an hour walk home, and then wait for the stove to start. And anyway, it was a very painful experience. So anyhow, that's my experience with religion, which has nothing to do with spirituality. Now I'm just going to tell you how this is related, okay? Just wait. Now, I reached this point in my life where where I just didn't feel like I had this zest for life, like I had this energy like I used to have. And I felt kind of stuck. How many of you felt that way? Perhaps you have. And I felt like I was pretending to be happy, though deep inside I really wasn't. And I had lost that zest, that energy, that drive. And then I met this lady, right, who is the CEO of the Mystery School, and her name is Martina Coogan. And what happened was that she invited my partner, Harry Sardinas, and I to attend her spirituality course. And because she was looking for a more effective way to transmit what she was doing to the public. Now, Harry Sardinas, my partner, is a speaker trainer, and he was able to help her present more effectively so that she could share her message more effectively on stage. Now, what ended up happening was that I went in as a curious person, as you would, and I was astonished at the difference her spiritual empowerment weekend had on us, like really astonished. And it was a little bit like an awakening weekend for me and for my partner, Harry. And there are many things that I think can't be explained. And of course, there could be a series of things collaborating and so on to make something happen. But I feel that as a direct result of her spirituality course, a lot of things happened. Now, immediately after Martina Coogan's spirituality course, we both felt like our energy simply shifted and raised dramatically. Like really dramatically. And our energy raised literally that night, right after the course. And I would call that magic. Like it really was magic. Now, I can guarantee most people who met me recently would say, like, have you been drinking something? What's happening with you? Now, the result of the course was simply extraordinary, really extraordinary, because I felt like I had that energy that I used to have and that just had come back to me. And I felt, again, that joy and fulfillment from like literally doing nothing at all, like just felt contented and really happy. And soon after that, what ended up happening was that I met Marie Diamond, and I was so excited to personally meet her. I was so enthusiastic to meet her because I'd been wanting to do it for a long time. I mean, I'd been dreaming about it. I thought that was so cool. And we started getting an overflow of clients for our speaker training and book writing programs. And on top of that, Harry was invited by Chrissy Muffedon, who is a royal advisor, to attend the Commonwealth celebration event where the Queen was present, the royal family as well, which I think is pretty cool. And also Maria Diamond by magic agreed to speak at our event as well, which is on the 6th and 7th of July in London, which is called Entrepreneurs Are Leaders as well. Now, and that was a dream come true, which I think was pretty cool. Now, another thing that happened right after that was that we were invited to speak in Mexico at UNEA University. Now, the university booked us flights, which were booked incorrectly, unfortunately. Now, Harry knew that he really wanted to see the Queen. So what ended up happening was that he managed to persuade the pilot to drive faster just so he could get to see the Queen, which I think is pretty awesome. And what ended up happening was he did make it on time because this pilot drove faster. And I can tell you this, I have never heard of such a funny story. It's just, I think it's so funny. Now, besides that, I traveled to the US many, many times. And we were surprised to have easily passport security without queues, because typically it's like takes so many, you know, so many hours of waiting, and then, you know, you have the customs officers who's like they keep just asking you questions, you know, I guess they have to do their due diligence, now last time we traveled, it was just like super easy. It felt like we zoomed through, and I'm not sure if this is again part of the, you know, the result that we got as a spirituality thing, but literally we just felt like we're much more in flow. Now, I also discovered, I mean, I could say I always knew that I happen to be clairsentient, which basically means that sometimes I feel things that happen and I just can't explain. I can't explain it, you know, like other people can see certain things ahead of them happening, and I can feel certain things ahead of them happening. And I just knew, I just had this feeling deep inside that it was just the right thing for me to do. So we went on, we did another course with Martina, and it also, you know, led to more opportunities and more flow. And we're also going to do another course, which is called Healers Academy, which happens to be on the, I think, 30th of March. It's a 5-day course, which I simply just knowing deep inside that it's going to be a fantastic thing. And as we speak, my partner Harry is organizing different deals in order to speak in Mexico and Turkey and perhaps other countries in Latin America. And so many things are happening, you know, in the background that are, you know, they're not exactly the way I want them to be, but they are like leading. It just feels like everything is like leading to something. So this is something that I feel is a direct result of Martina's course. And whilst I'm certain that you can get a lot of things done through pure persistence, you know, like making hundreds of calls and trying really hard and just like pushing and, you know, going out there and meeting people and like literally just pushing things really hard, and you can do that, of course, I feel that since I did this course with Martina, you know, the spirituality one, I just felt like everything seems to flow much easier, right? Like it doesn't feel anymore like I'm fighting against the current. It's like I'm flowing with the current, if you know what I mean. And I don't think I've ever experienced that apart from like 6 years ago. When I was doing something completely different. So I really feel like this is something to consider to raise your energy, because what happens is that when you are open to spirituality, when you are, and when you do this particular empowerment, you know, with a course with Martina, what happens is that your energy starts to flow better, and then you'll start to see, like, you know, you are more open, you're more joyful, and you're more satisfied, more fulfilled, and just paths that weren't there and doors that weren't there, they just opened for you. At least that was my experience. So I really want to encourage all of you to go on to Martina Coogan's course, you can contact her at martinacoogan.com. And because she was able to literally shift my energy in one weekend, and I'm confident that she will be able to shift your energy so that you can attract the right opportunities for you personally. Because I know that there are a lot of, you know, speakers and authors and, you know, people, and you know, some people are, you know, selling their courses for, like, you know, a lot of money, and others are really struggling to even sell it for £10. And the difference is that, you know, the high energy always wins. So when you have high energy, you're able to attract better deals, you know, better partners, influencers come to you. There's just a completely different dynamic. So if you were ever wondered how to kind of come out of that vicious circle of, you know, just trying really hard and nothing really working, it's that really energy really, really matters. And as it happens, Martina has the same course today and tomorrow in London as we speak, and other dates also this this coming weekend. Now, I'm sharing this for three reasons. First, because I'm very grateful for everything the spirituality has opened for me in terms of opportunities, in terms of becoming more magnetic to opportunities. And second, because I feel it's important to share what works with others. And I hope others will do the same for me by sharing speakers or leaders, our training course, speaker training course, when they get an amazing result. And third, because today I was reading something on Les Brown's website, and it was like so interesting. It was like this quote about how the cemetery is the richest place in the world. And it kind of like, it really shocked me. And he said something like, because it's full of unfulfilled dreams and books that were never written and wishes that never came true and great intentions that never came to life and never happened because of a desire to be perfect. And that quote really hit me like a knife, because I saw myself and what he said. That's me right there. And I've been procrastinating on doing my podcast because I wanted it to be perfect. So then I thought to myself, what's it going to be? Is it going to be like, you know, am I going to be a grandmother? And, you know, look at myself and think, you know, 60 years ago, I could have done this podcast, could have worked out very well. I mean, okay, some people wouldn't have liked it, but so what? So then I, you know, and I also thought to myself, you know, to hell with this cold and cough and flu that I have. I'm going to do it anyway. And so here it is. I really feel you would raise your energy and attract more opportunities and clients to you so that you can have, so you too can have more influence, and so you too can monetize your influence. So I invite you to register to Empower Weekend with Martina Coogan, and I know that you just won't regret it because it has worked for me. So again, spirituality is something that definitely has worked for me, and I am convinced that it will work for you as well if you're open to it. And what it means is just a way of enhancing your energy, because then when you have that positive energy and you protect yourself from other people's negative energy, what happens is that you become more magnetic, and then you are more attractive to other people. You are more attracted to other deals, to clients, to opportunities. That's what happens. So you can still register in Martina's course at martinacoogan.com. And I hope to see you there. And I'm going to be at her next course called Healers Academy, which is the following weekend. So that's it from me. And you were watching and listening Monetize Your Influence podcast with Lily.